It's time for the Warrior of the Week, and I have Captain Mark Strike Haydock. Mark, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. Tell me about the nickname Strike. Where'd that come from?
Strike, it's a given call sign by the squadron. Mm-hmm. Most call signs, believe it or not, are born out of a mistake that's made that people like to make fun of you for. So I won't get into the details.
Okay, no, I don't want to. But
it was a one mistake that I made in the airplane.
That one thing. Now, you're an instructor pilot. What do you teach?
I teach in the T-6. Mm-hmm. That's the primary trainer, the first phase of their flying instructor pilot.
The ones that look like old World War II planes.
Correct. Kinda. And sound like one,
yeah,
too.
And sound like it's, I actually enjoy watching them fly and listening to them up there. Keep them up there, okay?
Absolutely.
All right. Absolutely. You're also part of a new phase of the Air Force, Advanced Air Force Base. Explain. I know you know where I'm asking you, so you tell me the answer.
Yeah, of course. I'm part of an organization at Advance called the Spark Cell, and we're just an innovation cell where we have the freedom and given by our leadership the freedom to explore new technologies, new aspects, all across the board from technology to more process improvement, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's put us on the leading edge, the cusp of using new technologies and virtual reality, et cetera, to improve how we train our pilots.
And your generation, I use that phrase because I know we have generations in Enid of Air Force pilots and retirees. With your generation of pilots, has there ever been a time that you didn't know a video game, that you didn't know a computer, that you didn't know the internet connection?
Yeah. I mean, I remember very, very early on, but all my formative years, definitely
so,
part of it.
So learning with a computer system virtually is just the way to go now.
Exactly. Yeah. And you can get more precise in what we train to than you can without the support of various technologies.
Now, the virtual learning is not going to replace the actual planes. This is an enhancement of the mission, right?
Correct, exactly. Yeah, virtual, it will never replace a flight hour. Mm-hmm. But what it can do is it can train stuff that we've never trained before they get into the aircraft, mm-hmm. so that when they do get in the aircraft, every single minute that they use up there is improving their ability to fly rather than trying to learn things that they could learn earlier in the plane and using that time that way.
And for seasoned pilots like yourself, what would it be like if the T-6 iced up its wings and it became almost unflyable in mid-flight? You could put that in the computer and learn how to handle it to an extent or whatever the scenario might be.
Yeah, exactly. And all sorts of different scenarios that we can simulate now that we'd never been able to simulate.
Some people may be familiar with the old simulator programs and the Sims where there were the big, they look like a golf ball.
Right.
You're sitting inside a golf ball, basically. How does the current situation, is that different than the Sims?
Yeah, it's different. Those Sims, those traditional Sims or legacy Sims, as we call them, are not going away. We're not replacing those because they have valuable training, especially since you can simulate the cockpit and being able to feel with that. But what you don't quite immerse yourself in a way that makes you feel like you're actually there, whereas a VR sim with goggles strapped to you feels much, much more immersive. It kind of tricks your brain into thinking that you're actually there a little bit more.
I put the virtual goggles on a few years back, and I'm not lying, within 30 seconds I got airsick and had to take it
exactly.
off.
Exactly. Yeah.
It was that quick. I couldn't believe it.
That's common, even with our students, to see that, which is, it's good, and it can train to different things, and we can use it to train to different things than you could the simulator. So it's just it's using technology and not to replace anything, but we've merged it in a way that kind of helps leverage your training a little bit more than we have before.
Awesome. Mark, it says here you're from Fort Wayne, Indiana, been in the Air Force for 4 years and been advanced for 4 years. So this is your career so far.
This has been my career, yep. I'm what they call a FAPE, a First Assignment Instructor Pilot. So I went to pilot training right out of commissioning source, and then they pulled me back to be an instructor. So I have seen nothing but Vance so far.
So what's your dream? I know you're married. Mm-hmm. Got to give a shout-out to Brittany, your wife.
Correct.
And what's your dream on down the pike with the Air Force? What would you like to be doing?
Well, I'd like to be able to go somewhere where Brittany still enjoys it as well.
Good answer.
Yeah, that's
a good husband answer. Yes.
That's absolutely first. There's a lot of options out there that I haven't quite mulled over all of them, but the two ways that I'm looking are either flying in bomber side of things or the special ops flying.
Ooh, cool. Very cool. So now he can't tell me what he's thinking about because he's special ops. Well, Mark, I appreciate you. Thank you for your service. Thank you for sharing some information that you can. I know you're digging Enid, though.
Absolutely.
So maybe when you're done with your career, come back, retire here?
Absolutely. Yeah, right. My wife and I like it here. Right. So
very cool. Captain Mark Haydock, appreciate you. Have a great day.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.